Sowing Seeds, Vermonters Gather for Conservation. Among the conferences that inspired me this fall was the local Sowing Seeds Conference in Vermont. It was held on a rainy October day at a Central Vermont college, and dashing from building to building in the rain refreshed my spirits and reminded me to connect with nature even on a long conference day. Sowing Seeds, an annual Vermont Conservation Conference hosted by Vermont Housing and Conservation Board, opened with David Marvin, a sugar maker from northern Vermont, who spoke from the heart about connection to land. From his remarks, "I believe that fundamentally we need a land ethic and a stewardship ethic that recognize humans must not be conquerors of the earth, but need to coexist with and respect all biota and the communities that support them. We need to seek understanding of the complexity and interconnections of us, them, earth, water, and sky. This is necessary for our mutual survival and demonstrates the humanity in humankind." Carolyn Finney, author of Black Faces, White Spaces, and the keynote speaker for the conference, spoke passionately about the need for all people to connect with the land and the need to break down barriers to land access. Attendees discussed the implementation of Vermont's Community Resilience and Biodiversity Law, which passed in 2023. I shared the integrated work of Wildlands, Woodlands, Farmlands, and Communities, WWF&C, with a specific focus on identifying conservation gaps in wildlands protection. It was a pleasure to present the Wildlands Report and the ongoing research, along with Brian Hall of WWF&C, Bob Zeno of Vermont Fish and Wildlife, and Shelby Perry of Northeast Wilderness Trust. Learn about other gatherings that connected and inspired us in the fall of 2024 in this issue.